Hello and welcome, everyone. This is the Sparks Team AMSL call. It's Monday, December 30th, and it's 2013, last call of the year. Thanks for calling in, everyone. We hope everyone had a great holiday and a great Christmas. Tonight's call is going to be somewhat of a somber call tonight. We're going to do tonight's call in honor of our friend, AMSL five-star Regency Silver, or I'm sorry, Regency Platinum direct jobber, David Bell. In case anybody is listening in tonight, on December 24th, David lost his battle with cancer, and we're all saddened by the loss of our AMSL friend, mentor, and our leader. Lisa and I will be traveling to Austin, Texas to pay our respects. And here's the information on the arrangements in case anybody calling in would like to attend if you're close by, or if you'd like to send a card or whatever, you can do that. But friends are cordially invited to a visitation with the family from 2 o'clock until 4 o'clock on Friday afternoon. That's the 3rd of January. At the Cook Walden Capital Parks Funeral Home, and the address is 14501 North Highway 35, and that's in Pflugerville, Texas. And then there will be a celebration of life on conducted at 10 a.m. Hold on a second here. Get my call open. There we go. The celebration of life at 10 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, the 4th of January, at the Cook Walden Capital Parks Funeral Home. It's the same address, same location. And I'll post a link to the obituary in the, after the call tonight in the on the dealer training site for anybody that wants that. And Carol has asked, in lieu of flowers, there'll be memorial contributions can be made to the Eternal Way, which is a support organization, and it's you can go to their website, which is www.eternalway.org, and that's eternalway.org, and there should be a little donate button at the top up there. And then I also posted the address, and I won't put that online, but if you need Carol's address to send a card, I'd be glad to just email me after the call, and I'll be glad to send that to you. Tonight, I wanted to do some remembering of some of the great things about David and how he has touched our lives, myself and Alicia, and as well as other dealers on our team. And we'll say a few things first, and then we'll have a couple callers who would like to say a few words later on in the call. Well, it was back in 2000 when David and I first met. I was a brand new AMSL dealer, and we were living in El Paso, Texas. And when I first got started in AMSL, I was kind of a lost little child. My sponsor didn't return my phone calls. I didn't know who to talk to, and didn't know where to go, all that stuff. And so they were having a dealer training event in Dallas, Texas. And this would have been called the CAT School, Commercial Account Training at CAT School. And this is the precursor to AMSL University. And I had found out about this, and I wanted to go and take the training. And that's where I met David and Carol at. And after taking the class and meeting David face-to-face, I really got excited about AMSL and what the potential and the possibilities were. And I really wanted to become more successful at the business. And it was about that time that David and Carol started doing the dealer monthly training teleconferences. And guess what? I was a faithful listener. I called in every single month regardless of what was going on. I just enjoyed those so much. And after a few months even of my own successes in AMSL in the early years, David would call on me to share some stuff. And I really felt honored about that. And it was just great being part of that call, and probably one of the main reasons why we have our call every week now, just because I think it was such a big impact on my AMSL business, especially in the beginning. And another thing was while, we're far down in David and Carol's team, as far as our sponsors, and there's a couple of, there's a DJ in between us and whatnot. So we're really far down on the team, but we were always included in the newsletters, dealer training events, as well as the events that they would hold, the dinners and the cash giveaways at AMSOIL University and the AMSOIL, all the AMSOIL training events that they had. And over the years, our business relationship grew as well as our friendship. And we were always so glad to be, and we still are, we're still just glad to be on the Bell team. It's just a wonderful organization, and David always just did his best to make everybody feel wonderful and helped motivate me and keep us on track and so forth. And as an AMSOIL dealer, again, we're always glad to be part of the team. And so we went to one of the big things that always kind of sticks out in my mind is going to the AMSOIL training events and getting the bells, the bell that you wear. And a lot of people thought that those were kind of funny or whatever, but secretly down inside, I was always proud to wear my bell. And I think I have a whole collection here. I probably have about 20 of them, I guess. I just always loved wearing the bell and being part of the team. And that's really kind of the one of the highlights that I always like, to just get excited about the bells. So when you stop and think about it, now, I guess you get a little bit introspective here. When you think about it, there's just very few people in most people's life that make a huge impact on you. And that's just true in my life as well. And I don't think that I would be where I am in the AMSOIL business. I wouldn't be the leader or mentor I am today without David's encouragement and his guidance. Lord only knows I might not even be involved in AMSOIL anymore if I wasn't part of what they were doing now. It's just, I always felt included, and I just enjoyed it so much. And during a training event that was held here in Clarksville one time, I just remember David getting up and giving a few encouraging words to our team, and I was going to share those words now. I have them taped up here on my desk, and I kind of look at them from time to time. They're written down, and just try to keep myself in gear. And I think this is what David, the quintessential David, what he would say. He says, and we'll call these the David Bell tips, he says. Number one is you have to have desire. You got to want it to get it, and the more you want it, the faster you will find a way to get it. So number one is desire, and you also want to read books. He says you always want to read positive and motivating books like Think and Grow Rich and See You at the Top and How to Win Friends and Influence People. So reading books will increase your desire and make you want to do better. Number two is knowledge. Attend training and become knowledgeable on the products. That was one of the things at the meeting. He says, become better at working with customers and helping others, and as well as building your AMSOIL business. And the third thing was action. You got to take action. You got to look for new customers every day and do something positive every single day. Those were the top three things that were at the meeting, and like I said, I have them written down here, and I get to look at them all the time, and I hope that they, I know the fact they work. So desire, knowledge, and action, those are the three things. And they say, you know, a true leader excels at inspiring others to do something they normally would not do themselves. And this could mean something like starting an AMSOIL business or even working at a trade show. I know many dealers in the Bell team, you know, wouldn't go out and do some of these trade shows, but with David's guidance and help, you know, they are able to accomplish these highly successful trade shows. And just, you know, many people, including myself, might not go out and do some of these things if it was up to us. Another thing is leaders see the more in others than those others see in themselves. And I know David was no different. And I don't know what he saw in Michael Sparks back in 2000. What did he inspire me to accomplish? I was grateful, again, to be part of it. And lastly, I just want to say that back in October, Alicia and I were fortunate enough to be invited to David and Carol's house at their home in Austin, Texas. And we'll always treasure those memories that we had that weekend. It was just a great weekend, and we enjoyed our visit, and we're so glad that we were able to give David a little love, as they say. So with that, I'm going to call on a couple AMSOIL dealers that has responded. The first one is John Bontempi wasn't able. He wanted to talk tonight, and then something came up last minute. Was not able to be on the call, but he did want to share his thoughts. He says, David was an incredible motivator and mentor and always had encouraging words and ideas to share with us. He and Carol have been an inspiring force for Andrea and myself. We will miss him as a friend and as a leader that he was. So that was from John Bontempi. And turn off here. I'm going to get the... take the mute off. Okay. Ooh, that's loud. Next up, we're going to get Johnny Pag. Are you on?
Yeah, Michael.
Okay, there you are, Johnny. Hold on a second real quick. You there, Johnny?
Yes, sir, Michael, because there seemed to be an echo.
Yeah. Somebody probably has their phone on speaker or something like that. So we've got it all muted up, and it's just you and I now. So
thanks, Michael.
Appreciate it, Johnny.
Michael, thank you for the opportunity, and everybody on the Sparks team. I know you have a lot of dealers yourself that you sponsor, but if I can just take just a short time, I'm devastated by the loss of David Bell more than I can share. One quick story: how I first came in contact with David. I'm not personally sponsored. My sponsor, a guy named Pete Boca. Basically, he hasn't done anything a lot like your sponsor. I mean, so but when David saw me putting some numbers on the scoreboard early on in my AMSOIL career, there he called one day and left a message on my answering machine. You know, and said hello. You know, and I'm from New York, so it's a little different accent. So, David Bell here from Texas, and how you doing? You know, I see you put some numbers on the books, and if you just learn to do a few things and you make some friends and get some knowledge, you can build a good AMSOIL business. So he says, you know, call me anytime. So I said, this guy's probably has to have the wrong number. But the name Bell, I said, that name's familiar. I said, what the heck do I know? And then I said, wait, in the AMSOIL magazine. So I flipped through the pages. And at that time, David was a four-star. He and Carol were a four-star. We just to see Platinum Direct Jobber. I said, no, it can't be. It's got to be a mistake. How could somebody this big in the AMSOIL business know me? So I said, it's got to be a mistake. And at that time, I was taking care of my mom, who was basically bedridden. And I said, Mom, you know, something happened this afternoon. A guy named David Bell called. I believe he's in the AMSOIL business. He's here in the magazine. I says, what do you think? Should I call this guy back? So she says, nobody that big would probably even know you, but, you know, call and see if it's the same guy. I just couldn't believe it because I had done that other business with, you know, that begins with an A, and you don't talk to people that high. It's like, you know, you can't touch the hem of their garments. So... I called him back. I said, and I was blubbering like an idiot. I said, you know, but I have to ask you something, David. I said, why does somebody as big as you call somebody like me? I said, that's just unheard of. He goes, nah, as far as I'm concerned, you're the same as me until you prove otherwise. And I said, oh, geez, this is a totally different business. And when he mentioned this thing called AMSOIL University, I said, I know I have to get out there and meet this guy and his wife, I said, because this is a new ball game to me. And I did, and I met you and, you know, and the whole Bell team, and I've just been flabbergasted ever since, I guess. And I had a lot of hard knocks, but for everyone, David and Carol were always the first ones there. When my older brother died, then my mother died, then the younger brother died, and my dealer died. I took some knockout punches, but David and Carol kept pulling me off the mat and said, get back in the fight. Get back in the fight. And I'm still in the fight, and I'm going to stay in it till the end of my life, too. So thanks a lot, Michael. I'm all choked up. I can't say anymore. Thank you. Thank you
well,
very much.
Well, it's an honor, Johnny. I'm so glad you got a chance to say something, and thank you very much for it.
You're welcome, Michael. Thank you.
Okay, next up, I think we're going to call here on John Gore. You there, John?
I'm here.
Hey, John. Appreciate it. You calling in tonight. Take as much time as you like, okay?
Yeah, no, I'll keep it relatively brief. But I met David and Carol about 20 years ago at the Farm Machinery Show, signed up as a commercial account, and, you know, I never felt any pressure or urgency or anything to buy anything, just, you know, helpful suggestions and on which product to use and how to use them, you know, the things we go through with, you know, the people we sign up. But it was the whole business end of it. You know, I didn't know anything about how it worked or anything else, but I finally decided to buy some oil and, you know, work my way through the products and called David and Carol several times, you know, asking about them and you know, just trying to figure the whole thing out. And after about 10 years, I remember thinking that, you know, since these products work so good, why not look into selling them myself, you know? And this when I really got to, you know, got to know David and Carol on a different level than I had. And they came to my house on the way in between shows somewhere, you know, like I'm sure they've come to countless other dealers. And David took me to three local businesses that I'd set up appointments with, and Carol showed me how to do the paperwork and all that type thing. And I was just, you know, really kind of taken back by the way the business worked and how helpful they were. I mean, you know, we all know that it was good for all of us, but I'd never sold anything, never, you know, didn't have any experience, and it was just, you know, a time to learn lots of things. And they invited me to do that show with them, and I was completely petrified, but I accepted. And David, you know, talked me through how it wasn't that big a deal and all that type thing, but as long as I was willing to learn, he was more than willing to teach you whatever you needed to know. And over the years, I'm sure I've called him hundreds of times asking questions, and I'd sometimes apologize, I know, for asking and, you know, asking all these questions. And I remember David saying, as long as I didn't get to calling and asking the same question every time I called, it was all good. It was fine, as long as I was asking new questions and not the same thing. And lots of times when you'd call, they'd be, you know, riding in the car or truck between shows and with other dealers. And he'd always have you talk to these other dealers, and shoot, I talked to his mother, I don't know how many times, you know, whoever they were with, that's who you talk to. And I've never been a great public speaker, as I'm sure many of you can understand, but I think David was helping me get better at not being so shy about speaking to people about AMSOIL or anything else. It was just, you know, whoever they were with, whether it was AMSOIL or anything else, you know, it was good for you to learn to speak to them, and it was just a great time. And David was always challenging you to get better at whatever you wanted to do, whether it was AMSOIL or anything else. Best I can tell, I don't think David ever did anything halfway. Whatever it was, if he decided to do it, he did it the best it could be done. That's just the way David did things. I don't really know that he thought that much about it. That just seemed to be the way David was built, whatever it was. And you know, it's been a great run. I just wish it could have gone longer. And I remember when my dad died, and I was struggling with it. David called me, I don't know how many times, to help me to deal with it as best I could. And that was right after his hand injury, and I'm sure he was in incredible pain. But, you know, he was just always more concerned with us than he was himself in a lot of ways. There's no telling, you know, he had a lot of pain to deal with, and he was always willing to talk to us. And I think at times it helped him take his mind off of it. But, you know, I often wonder, looking back, how bad he felt a lot of times, but he was always there, right up till the end, doing whatever he could do for any of us. And anyway, but I've taken up enough time, but I just feel awful fortunate to have met David and to be friends. We all started with him probably as business. You know, it was all business related, but. Boy, it sure turned into a whole lot more.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you, John. I appreciate those kind words. Good job. Last up here, we're going to call on Ken Moorhead real quick. Ken, you on?
I'm here, Mark.
Hey, Ken.
Hey.
Feel free.
Okay, well, I just, I'm really been lost for words ever since David's passing. I just, you know, sort of unbelievable. Just can't really believe that he's gone. But, I mean, I know he is, but it's just sort of hard to take. And, you know, I've known David for over 20 years. I met him out in West Texas at the sheriff's office, actually. He'd been to the sheriff's show out there and talked to the county sheriff, and I was a fleet manager there, actually, for the county. And anyway, that's where I met David and Carol Bell was at the county sheriff's office back in, I think, in 92, somewhere around there. But anyway, I met David, and I don't know, sometime later, maybe a year or maybe less, I don't remember that either, I actually became a dealer and worked some shows with David, and like I say, he was just always there. Anytime you wanted him or needed him or whatever, he came to West Texas a time or two and did a couple of shows with me. Just not big shows, just made a trip out there, just help me out or help me with the show. Started to show me how to go about it, and then later on, especially after I retired from my real job, I started doing some of the bigger shows with him, and I've rode in the back seat of that diesel truck thousands and thousands of miles, going different places, doing trade shows. And anyway, like some of the other guys have already said, he's just a super guy when it come to working with his downline. I mean, he was always there, always in contact with them. I mean, I can't, even though he's a good teacher, I just can't do don't seem to get accomplished all the things he did, but he was a great person, a great teacher, and of course he was very successful in the business, and anybody that took his advice and did what he did, they can't help but be successful. But anyway, we're going to miss David terribly, and we are going down to Austin come Friday morning, like I already visited with you about. But I feel honored that Carol asked me to say a few words during the memorial also on Saturday. So anyway, David's going to be missed by a lot of people.
Yep.
A lot of people. He's got lots of dedicated, not just dealers, but he's got thousands of dedicated commercial retail accounts that I know he was stayed in touch with almost as much as he stayed in touch with his dealers. I just don't know. Never could figure out how he got around all that. But anyway, David was a great guy, a good man. He was very generous, and we're going to miss him dearly.
Thank you, Ken. Appreciate
thank
it. And you hit, please travel safe on Friday, and we'll see you there, okay?
Okay, Michael. Thank you, Beth.
Yep. Again, I'm so thankful to have known David Bell and to be on the Bell team, and I just want Carol to know that we're here for her and that she has our deepest sympathies. And Carol, you know you're our friends and you're also our AMSOIL family, and I know you're listening. I don't know if you want to say a few words. You're welcome to, but if you'd like to, you can speak
I'll
up now.
I'll be happy to, Michael.
Thank you, Carol.
I thank all of the dealers that spoke tonight for their kind words. Y'all are wonderful. David and I have loved you all, and I will continue to love all of you and do my very best that I can to help each and every one of you, and I know you'll help me too.
Well, with that, Carol, we'll see you on Friday, and hang in there, girl, okay?
I will.
Okay. Well, everyone, with that, I hope everybody has a happy new year, and we'll see you when we get back on Monday, okay? Good night, everyone.